So today is the disappearance of Sri Ramchandra Kaviraj. They are all eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya. He was married with Ratanal. But interesting is, they were married, but they had no material attachment. There were no children. They were both completely engaged in devotional service all the time. His spiritual master was Srinivas Acharya. He was known as a famous poet. And then, of course, today is also the appearance of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami, one of the Goswamis. He was from Srirangam. He was the son of Vyankata Bhatta. A few years ago, I've been in contact with descendants of this family. They are still there in Srirangam, that in South India. Lord Chaitanya stayed for 4 months in the home of Sri Gopal Bhatta Goswami in South India, because Gopal Bhatta Goswami belonged to the Sri Sampradaya. But after Lord Chaitanya stayed there for 4 months, the whole family converted to Gaudiya Vaishnavism. When Lord Chaitanya was there, he said to Gopal Bhatta, he asked him, why did Lakshmi Devi perform severe austerities to attain the association of my Lord Gopal, the coward boy of Vraj? Then Lord Chaitanya explained, yes, Lord Krishna has 4 qualities, which are unique qualities to him, and which Lord Narayan does not have. And one of these 4 qualities is madhurya, personal conjugal love. Lakshmi Devi wanted to enter in this mood of conjugal love, and she did great austerities. Gopal Bhatta Goswami received initiations from Sri Prabodhananda Saraswati Maharaj. After initiation, then he left to Vrindavan, and he did there bhajan for 45 years, mostly at Radhakund. He went many times on pilgrimage in Vrindavan, and he had 12 Shalagram Shilas, and later his Damodar Shila manifested himself as the beautiful Radharaman deity in Vrindavan. Beautiful deity. I've been there, I've seen the deity. Of course, he was asked by Lord Chaitanya to compile the Hari Bhakti Vilas. He wrote the Hari Bhakti Vilas together with Sanatan Goswami. What's less known is that Gopal Bhatta also wrote an outline for Jiva Goswami Satsandarbhas. Of course, all these great Goswamis, they were manjaris in Krishna's pastime, so he was guna manjari. Now we come to the verse of today in the Bhagavatam. Interesting is that we are going parallel in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, we have Lord Chaitanya's child pastimes we are going through, and here we have the same pastimes of Lord Krishna. That before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, we offer our respectful obeisance to the Supreme Lord Narayana and to Narayana Rishi, the supremest human being, and to Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and to Srila Vyasadeva, the author. By regular attendance on the class of the Bhagavatam and by rendering service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is nearly completely destroyed, and loving service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is established within the heart as an irrevocable fact. So we are reading from chapter 8, canto 10, chapter 8, Lord Krishna shows the universal form, text 49. Please repeat. Translation and purport by Abhay Charanavinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. Drona and Dara said, please permit us to be born on the planet Earth so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller and Master of all planets will also appear and spread devotional service, the ultimate goal of life, so that those born in the material world may very easily be delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life by accepting this devotional service. It's quite a translation. It's one sentence. Purport. This statement by Drona clearly indicates that Drona and Dara are the eternal father and mother of Krishna. Whenever there is necessity of Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dara appear first, and then Krishna appears. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that his birth is not ordinary. Janma karma same divyam. Ayopisan avyayatma bhutanam ishvaropisan prakritim svamadistaya sambhavanatma maya. Although I am unborn and my transcendental body never deteriorates, and although I am the Lord of all sentient beings, I still appear in every millennium in my original transcendental form. Bhagavad Gita 4:6. Before Krishna's appearance, Drona and Dara appear in order to become his father and mother. It is they who appear as Nanda Maharaj and his wife Yasoda. In other words, it is not possible for a sadhana siddhi living being to become the father or mother of Krishna. For Krishna's father and mother are already designated. But by following the principles exhibited by Nanda Maharaj and Yasoda and their associates, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, only living beings may attain such affection as exhibited by Nanda and Yasoda. When Drona and Dara were requested to beget children, they chose to come to this world to have the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their son. As their son, Krishna. Krishna's appearance means Paitranaya Sadnam Vinasaya Sudhuskitam. The devotees are protected and the miscreants are vanquished. Whenever Krishna comes, he distributes the highest goal of life, devotional service. He appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the same purpose, because unless one comes to devotional service, one cannot be delivered from the miseries of the material world, Dukkalayam Ashasvatam, where the living entity struggles for existence. The Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Mamaivam Sherchi Veloki, Shiva Bhuta Sanatanam, Manasastan Indriyani, Prakatistani Kersati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Because of conditioned life, they are struggling very hard with the six senses, which includes the mind. Living entities are struggling to become happy, but unless they take to the bhakti cult, their happiness is not possible. Krishna clearly says, Ashadadana pausa dharmasyasya parantapa aprapyamam nivartate mrityu samsara vartmani. Those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me or conquer all foes, but return to birth and death in this material world. Bhagavad Gita 9.3. Foolish persons do not know how risky life is here. Our risky life is here if one does not follow the instructions of Krishna. The Krishna consciousness movement, therefore, has been started so that by practicing Krishna consciousness, one can avoid the risky life of this material existence. There is no question of accepting or not accepting Krishna consciousness. It's not optional. It is compulsory. If we do not take to Krishna consciousness, our life is very risky. Everything is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, to learn how to become free from the miserable condition of material existence, Bhagavad Gita, as it is the preliminary study. Then, if one understands Bhagavad Gita, one can proceed to Srimad Bhagavatam. And if one advances further, one may study Chaitanya Charitamrita. We are therefore presenting these invaluable books to the whole world so that people may study them and be happy, being delivered from the miserable condition of life. The verse again. Chatayo namaha deve bhuvi vishvasvare haro bhakti sya paramaloke yayanyo duratim taret. Drona Indara said, please permit us to be born on the planet Earth so that after our appearance, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, the Supreme Controller and Master of all planets, will also appear and spread devotional service, the ultimate goal of life, so that those born in the material world may very easily be delivered from the miserable condition of materialistic life by accepting devotional service. Om Ajnana Timrandasya Chinanjana Shunaka Shakshara Militam Yena Tasmai Sigurave Nama Chichetanya Manobhistam Staptam Yena Bhuttale Svam Rupakadam Yam Dadati Svam Padantikam Vandiyam Sigur Siyoda Padakamlam Sigam Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Jagjatam Sagan Raghunatam Vatam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savaduttam Parjan Saitam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Saganalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shahe Krishna Karuna Sinudina Bandha Chyatpati Kopesha Kopka Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kansna Gangi Radhe Vrindavanashvri Vaishabana Sita Devi Panamana Hari Priya Vanha Kalptra Visha Kripa Sinabhi Visha Patanam Pavana Vyo Vaishna Vyo Namo Namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Radhata Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Chagaswami Tinamine Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pacharani Nirvishisya Srinivadi Bhaskachai Desatarani Srila Prabhupada Ki. So this chapter is coming now to a conclusion. Maharaj Parikshit question was, what was the auspicious activity that Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj performed to achieve such an ecstatic love for Krishna? Because Devaki and Vasudev, they could not enjoy Krishna's childhood pastimes. So we heard Drona and Dara, they were previously Lord Krishna, they were Lord Krishna's eternal parents. Of course, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, I'm unborn, but I still appear in my original form. So his main purpose for appearing is Paritranaya Sadhanam, this association with his eternal associates. That Srila Prabhupada makes in the purport, a sadhana, one who follows sadhana and attains perfection, cannot become the father or mother of Krishna. The post is already taken. So it's designated. So what's then the destination of those who worship Krishna in the mood of parenthood? That's clarified in the purport here by Srila Prabhupada. The question is, will they become parents of Krishna? Srila Prabhupada answers, no, they cannot become parents of Krishna. But by following the principles demonstrated or exhibited by Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda in that particular parental mood, so one can develop Raga Anuga Bhakti. And then when they come to perfection, they can relish the same loving mood, the same ecstasy of enjoying the mood of parenthood as Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yasoda did. So what does that mean? It's good to remember what it means, Raga, Nuga, Bhakti, and what's the eligibility to attain it. That in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 22, text 154, there, the following verse is there. Devotional service, teachings to Sanatana Goswami. Devotional service in spontaneous love is vividly expressed and manifested by the inhabitants of Vrindavan. Devotional service that accords with their devotional service is called Raga Nuga Bhakti, or devotional service in the wake of spontaneous loving service. So you have two important terms here. You have Ragatmika. These are the devotees in the spiritual world. They have that. Raganuga means that those who are following in their footsteps, in their mood. And it's a process, this Raganuga Bhakti. Raganuga Bhakti is part of Sadhana Bhakti. You have two kinds of Sadhana Bhakti, the Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti and Raganuga Bhakti. So what's the process for Raganuga? First, one finds a devotee in the spiritual world to which one is attracted. And then the sadhaka aspires to following in that mood. It doesn't matter whether one is in a male body or a female body. That does not matter, because the body is the result of our karma, and has nothing, this Raganuga Bhakti has nothing to do with the material body. So Raganuga Bhakti is modeled to Ragatmika, eternal associates in the spiritual world. Raghatmika is when a devotee has very deep attachment to Krishna, then that is called Raghatmika. When a devotee models one's life based on the mood of the perfected devotee, that is called Raga Nuga Bhakti. So, in Nectar of Devotion is explained, we have Vidhi Bhakti, Raga Nuga Bhakti, two categories. Ragatmika is the perfection of spontaneous devotion, and Raganuga is to develop spontaneous devotion. It's a development towards that. And what's the development? What's the perfection of devotional attraction? It's Radha. But this is for those, this practice is for those who are really advanced, because first one must realize fully the difference between lust and love. Lust is selfish, and love is selfless. That's it's Srila Prabhupada compares it to lust is copper and love is gold. That so Srila Prabhupada says that in the attitude of the denizens of Vrindavan and Mother Yasoda is to be found the ideal transcendental concept of being the father and mother of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So that spontaneous love, that's what spontaneous love can develop when we are beyond anartha nivritti. All the material contamination must be removed from your heart or mind. Otherwise, when one enters into that prematurity, it will destroy one's spiritual advancement. Very dangerous. That was the question in the beginning of the 10th canto there, because Maharaj Parikshit has heard at the end of the 9th canto about the Soma dynasty, and he heard the name of Krishna, and then he's in the beginning of the 10th canto he's asking Maharaj Parikshit, please tell me more about Krishna, I want to hear more. And the whole 10th canto is about Krishna. But what's the response of Sukadev Goswami? He says, Nirvita Tarsera Bhagyamanat, Papas Dakshotkam Anobi Ramat, Nirvita Tarser, are you completely free of lust? Bhavasadak means, did you take your medicines? Your medicine, Bhavasadak Shotva, the medicine of hearing sufficiently about Krishna to purify the heart. So this practice is beyond anartha nivritti, is for those who are on the liberated platform. Shri Radha Gokulananda ki, Sitaram Lakshmana Hanuman ki. So what is a liberated platform is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Brahma Buddha. Brahma Buddha Prasanatma, one is peaceful. Na shoshati na kangshati, no hankering, no lamentation. Because the hankering and lamentation is due to the contamination of the mind which makes us identifying with the body. So this Raganuga is not the goal. It's part of the process. That Srila Prabhupada says that when we are actually spontaneously attracted to the loving principles of the gopis, there will be found no trace of any mundane contamination in one's character. If one enters in this Raganuga before attaining freedom from all these anarthas, then that's sahaja. Sahaja means one tries to be attacked, one has material attachment, one wants to enjoy materially and spiritually at the same time. It doesn't work. So it is, Srila Prabhupada writes, it's a great atrocity against the exalted principles of devotion. But when one is ready for that, one can hear about a particular devotee's pastimes with Krishna, and then become absorbed in that relationship, that specific relationship of this devotee with Krishna. For devotees, mental presence in Vrindavan is more important than our physical presence. Our heart, our thoughts should always be focused on Krishna. And one attains this higher stage, then one comes to the level of one's Siddharupa. All the six Goswamis and the eternal associates of Lord Chaitanya, they had Sadaka Rupa and Siddha Rupa. The Sadaka Rupa was Rupa Goswami, yes. But his Siddha Rupa was Rupa Manjari. So the associates of Lord Chaitanya, they exist on both levels. That's very interesting. Of course, there is that big discussion at a certain moment, that must one go from sadhana bhakti to raganuga bhakti? Nectar of Devotion says that you can go directly to prema by different methods, by blessings of a devotee, that's by getting the mercy of Krishna, because bhava and prema happens not by our own effort. It's by the mercy of Krishna, really, that one comes to this level. But raganuga means following the footsteps of a resident of Vrindavan. We are all followers of Lord Chaitanya. So who is Lord Chaitanya? He is in the mood of Srimati Radharani, the topmost eternal residence of the spiritual world. So by serving Lord Chaitanya, we are serving Srimati Radharani. We are following in the footsteps of an eternal associate. So just by taking part in Lord Chaitanya's mission and engaged in his missionary activities, we are taking part in Chaitanya Lila. Because Chaitanya Lila did not end. Lord Chaitanya's mission continues. That Lord Chaitanya said, I will send my great general, Srila Prabhupada, who will spread this movement, the cult of bhakti, all over the world. And we are assisting Srila Prabhupada. So, finally, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, when we make spiritual progress in one life or the next, it will be revealed to us our spiritual svarup, that so this is the second part of the purport. Srila Prabhupada speaks about the human body. We get this human body. This human body is a boat to cross over the ocean of material suffering. And for this reason, we have got the Bhagavad Gita, the Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that so, therefore, we can hear from the Bhagavatam to the teachings here of, and also to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya to Sanatana Goswami, that Lord Krishna is eternal, and also all his associates are eternal. That we see the position attained, or the position of Drona and Dara, or Mother Yasoda, Nanda Maharaj, that is very unique. That it's in the next chapter, we will hear, then there is a verse where this is stated, that neither Brahma, Shiva, or any of the demigods can attain such mercy as Mother Yasoda received. That, because Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, they could not attain such a benediction. That it was not really by the benediction of Lord Brahma or Lord Shiva that Drona and Dara attained this position of father and mother of Krishna, no? That rather they were the original father and Krishna from Goloka Vrindavan, and this verse indicates that they are part of his mission, because they are going to appear and they are praying, then the Lord appears to spread devotional service. That so they appeared by the desire of the Lord. That so that should be the expectation of the living entity, is to become an assistant of Krishna, a cooperator. That so Mother Yasoda is a Nitya Siddhi devotee, and she's factually an expansion of Krishna's Ladini potency. That so such devotees are not sadhana siddhis. That so I will stop here. Any question or comment?